T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very interesting day here in Buffalo and Western New York because it is National Chicken Wing Day. There's even a nationalchickenwingday.com website, and I'm going to read from it. Chicken Wing History. Buffalo, New York lays claim to the birthplace of the chicken wing, and that's why they're often called buffalo wings as well. My parenthetical side note, not by people in Buffalo. The story goes that Teresa Bellissimo created chicken wings at the Anchor Bar, which she owned with her husband Frank, when her son Dominic and some of his college friends decided they wanted a late-night bite to eat. She wanted a fast and easy dish, so she deep-fried some chicken wings, which in 1964 were usually reserved for soup stock. She tossed them in butter and hot sauce. Naturally, they were an instant hit. The Bellissimos weren't the first Buffalo restaurateurs to develop or to realize the potential of chicken wings. John Young had opened Wings and Things on Jefferson Avenue in 1963, but his wings were breaded and dressed in a tomato-based sauce. Oh, the Anchor Bar's chicken wing recipe turned out to be irresistible to customers and competitors. Other restaurants in town started catching on. Duff's in Amherst started selling them in 1969. A few years later, the city of Buffalo declared July 29th Chicken Wing Day. This is back in 1977. And its proclamation proudly noted that thousands of pounds of chicken wings are consumed by Buffalonians in restaurants and taverns throughout the city each week. And, of course, many years later, Gates Vascular opened and Buffalo General does a booming business. Welcome to the program. Interesting that he started Duff's in 1969, the same year of Woodstock. So I guess they didn't have a chance to get fat by the time Woodstock rolled around. Talked about that a little bit earlier. But because it is National Chicken Wing Day, and I wish I could tell you that I have sampled chicken wings in every establishment in Western New York. Actually, I'm glad I cannot tell you that I'd sample chicken wings in every establishment in Western New York, because at this particular point, I do not need them, because at this particular point, I am fat and losing it just by cutting portions and all that kind of stuff, which is no big deal. It's coming off little by little, but kind of embarrassing. I'm still embarrassed to look in the mirror, not going to lie. Embarrassed to look at pictures, especially comparing them to pictures from just 5 years ago. Like, whoa, what happened? It's like that picture of Val Kilmer walking around before he got sick with a cell phone with a huge gut in front of him. I used to be Batman. It was a meme on the internet. That's how I feel right now. But anyway, again, I'm doing something about it. What else? And there's so many areas to go with wings. First of all, what is your go-to wing place? My go-to wing place would be Duff's. If I had people coming in, and this is the way to think about it, if you had people coming in from out of town and you wanted to introduce them to real wings made in Buffalo, where would you bring them? And my answer is, I would bring them to Duff's. That is where I would bring them. Now, there are varied flavors of wings. Then we get into the whole idea as far as the chicken wing. Are you into the flats or are you into the drumsticks? I like the drumsticks. Not a big fan of the flats. Oh, I'll eat the flats. Don't get me wrong, but I'd much rather have the drumstick. Just easier to eat. I've mastered that mouth and hand coordination with great dexterity. Some people, the flats, I always screw up. I always bite wrong or something. So where is your go-to place for wings? It's National Chicken Wing Day, ladies and gentlemen. There's not a better day to do this show than today, right here and right now. And we in Buffalo know it's blue cheese. It isn't ranch dressing. No, it is not ranch dressing. No. See, the great relationship in your life will be where you like the drumsticks and she likes the flats. But even between the two of you, you can't even eat a single order of wings. Uh-huh. All right, 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN is the toll-free number. 803-0930, Star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Where is the go-to place for chicken wings for you? We've had some good suggestions. If you've missed them, you can always go back and listen to our audio archive at WBEN.com. Here is Will in Buffalo. Will, you're on WBEN. You've got a suggestion for us.
Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
It's a beautiful day just outside.
Oh, yes, it is.
They
yes,
dropped my
is.
Car off about a mile from where I was actually going to get it, but I got it.
Love it. Yeah, just getting back from... my favorite go-to place is Wing Nuts with a Z at the end. They had just moved into – sorry, go ahead.
No. Wing Nuts with a Z at the end, not an S, but a
correct.
Z. Very important.
That is right. And they just moved into Claudette's Catering on Niagara Falls Boulevard, 2675 Niagara Falls Boulevard. And
that's
partnering up with Munch.
That's near where? If you say a number, people like to know the side street.
Right next to Ellicott Creek Road.
Ah, okay. Excellent.
Yeah. Right there. Yep. And they partnered up with Munch Catering, and that's where they're at. I'm just getting back home now.
So let me just get this straight. They offer a restaurant option and a catering option?
They have like three tables outside. It's just, you know, for something small. They just moved in there a couple of weeks ago, maybe about a month now.
So
they could be out of – go ahead.
I mean, if 100 people show up tonight for them, that would not be good.
Absolutely not. It's better to take out. Just order takeout, and order online is preferred.
Oh, see, these are little things. I'm glad you're bringing up. What makes the Wing Nuts wings better than anybody else around?
They are so crispy. I don't know what it is. Even with the sauce, even when I'm just getting home, it takes me about 20 minutes to get home, and they're still crispy and saucy. They have their own sauce, their Wing Nut sauce, and it's regular. Your regular buffalo hot sauce and stuff like that.
Matt, does it matter to you, wing? Does it matter to you, drumstick or flat?
Absolutely not. Meat is meat. We're good.
Yeah, the drumsticks are so much easier to eat because with the flat, you got to use your finger to kind of push the meat in between the bones into your mouth. You got that little technique down?
I got that down. Just the whole thing in my mouth and pull it right out. That's it. We're good.
Well, that's another technique that one might use. So how often, to be honest with me, we live in Buffalo. There are no shortages of places to get wings. How often, do you get wings?
About maybe three times a month at least.
And you're good for what, a single order, double order?
Always a double order.
Always. And you eat this by yourself?
Nope, me, my wife, and my son.
You've got three people, and that's enough food for three.
Yes. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Have you talked to anybody in the restaurant business about the ridiculous price of wings? They're going through the roof. They're ridiculous now.
It is, but since today is National Chicken Wing Day, I had a splurge. I had to do it.
Well, there are places that are having specials. You can look online for those, but I'm not seeing any place locally that's doing anything extraordinary. Nobody, as far as I know, has brought back 10-cent wing day today, which is either a tragedy for those of you who want wings or a blessing for those of us who really shouldn't have them.
Absolutely, especially on a day like this. They're just going to buy them no matter what, you know.
Will, in honor of the wing, one of the most important questions is, do you dip the wings in the blue cheese? To me, that's half the fun.
You know what? It depends on what kind I'm eating. If I'm eating just the wing nuts mild, I will dip a little bit in there, but I enjoy just the sauce the way it is. It's amazing. I got honey garlic as well. It's really good.
I got to tell you, Will, I take the drumstick, I swirl that drumstick around, I put an equal layer of blue cheese on every surface of that drumstick before I plop it into my mouth and tear off the meat.
Hey, to each their own, buddy. To each their own. Enjoy it.
All right, Will, thank you. All right, wing nuts. They prefer online orders, and it's not really a place. If they've only got three tables set up outside, that tells me that's more of a pickup place than anything else. I don't mean, hey, honey, want to go back to my place, but a place where you pick up food. Who has the best wings in Buffalo for you? Everybody's got their own taste. Everybody has their own unique flair. I find it interesting. Nobody's mentioned the Anchor Bar. I find that very interesting. Because maybe that just shows that the popularity of the chicken wing has spread, that there are so many different places offering the wing that, you know, they obviously no longer have a monopoly on the chicken wing, but other people basically stole the idea, and the rest, as they say, is history. 803-0930, where is Buffalo's best wing place? Now, you might ask, well, Tom, are you going to the Chicken Wing Festival? That's not a good idea for me. No. I told you before, I don't like what I see in the mirror. I see a fat guy in the mirror, and it's time. I'm doing something about it. The weight is coming off, and it's just strictly portion control and just watching what I am eating. And I don't mean as it goes into my mouth. I mean, right now, chicken wings are not something I need to be having because they're highly caloric. Not to mention the fact, in addition to the calories, you know, if you've got heart disease, probably not the food of choice from your cardiologist. I doubt your cardiologist is going to say, you know, you look like somebody who could use some wings today. They're more likely to say fresh vegetables and fruits. And maybe you can try that Mediterranean diet. Okay, maybe. 803-0930, star 930. And 1-800-616-WBEN. Funny thing is, looked it up online. There's about a million different definitions of what is the Mediterranean diet. What is it? 803-0930. Lots of olives. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. But just to give you an idea, in the old days, like a month and a half ago, if we went out, I would get an order of wings. Now my order at my favorite restaurant is a salad. Can I have a garden salad, please, with oil and vinegar? I'll take that to go because I don't want to get stuffed at the restaurant. But when I get home, sometimes at night, there's nothing like an oil and vinegar salad. I'm just saying. Here is Jim in Buffalo. Jim, we are on a quest to find Buffalo's best wing, like King Arthur's sword. Where is it?
Mr. Pizza.
Mr. Pizza.
Yes, in Buffalo, New York, and Auburn and Elmwood.
All right, Buffalo's west side. How long have you been going to Mr. Pizza?
I've been going there for 35, 40 years.
So would you describe their wings as being small, medium, or like eating a pigeon?
Large.
Like, okay, so kind of like eating a pigeon. I don't like large wings. I like them small. Isn't that weird?
Well, so it depends on the taste and desirement of the people. But I desired a garlic wing.
Now, when you get the garlic wing, is it a hot sauce and garlic, or is it only the garlic?
It's breaded with garlic.
Now, that actually sounds quite yummy. Do you dip that bad boy in blue cheese or just let it be?
Yes, never ranch.
Yes.
We weren't ranch people here. We're all blue cheese.
Well, Jim, you obviously come from good stock. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. See, that's where I'm talking about, these different flavor wings. Garlic wings. I think somebody else mentioned garlic wings earlier. I've never had a garlic wing, but I will confess, I love garlic. I've got two whole cloves of garlic sitting in my kitchen just waiting for the right time to be consumed. Oh, garlic's good for you, supposedly. And I don't have a vampire problem like I used to have, so I got that going for me. Maybe I shouldn't be doing the show because I'm just going to encourage bad eating habits, but just remember something. There's no such thing as a bad food, just a bad diet. A chicken wing or five ain't going to kill you. If you have it every day, it won't help you. But, you know, it's good to experiment with different flavors, don't you think? Let's go to Where is your go-to place for wings? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Kathleen. You are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to tell you that Rodney's on Route 5 in Hamburg has the best wings. says they're butter, hot sauce, and garlic. And they're cooked to perfection, nice and crispy, but not dried out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and do you get them hot, medium, mild? Are you flat, drumstick, blue cheese? Do tell.
Well, my cousin loves it hot. I like it medium with blue cheese.
How do you compromise? Do you get the hot sauce on the side?
Yes.
Excellent. And the hot sauce on the side, is it like super hot?
Well, she loves it. For me, I just like medium.
Yeah, medium. Medium can be good. See, it depends on the hotness of the sauce.
I mean, that's very true.
Yeah, the Duff's Wing, I've never had their ridiculously hot. I think they called it suicidal at one point. I'm not sure if they still apply that word because there's a ski resort in Vermont that took the name Suicide off of its ski terrain because they felt it was insulting. Thank you very much, Kathleen. I appreciate it.
Rodney, you're welcome. Right. You have a good day.
You bet. Rodney's in Hamburg, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody want to back up or verify any of these calls that are coming in on all these wing places? Here's Eric in Buffalo. Eric, you're on WBEN.
Hello there. So I don't have any specific place I like. I don't like the big names. Any just normal corner bar is a great place to go to. Drums all the way. I feel the only thing the flats are good for is to scrape the blue cheese out of the cup and put more on your drums.
There are some places that will charge you a little bit extra for all flats or all drumsticks.
I don't know. I mean, I'd pay a little extra money just to get all drumsticks.
Some places will do that for you, but you got to pay for it. But when you order the ordinary order of wings, usually it's five and five, or it's pretty close to half and half of drumsticks and flats.
I've sent wings back when they gave me more flats than drums. They said, no, I want more drums. You gave me too many flats, and they took them back for me.
Oh, but you got to make that clear when you order. I like the drumsticks. Can you please tell the chef this guy likes the drumsticks?
Always.
So
they got to be crispy, though.
Crispy? Oh, you're a man after my own heart. They have to be crispy. Absolutely. There's nothing worse than an undercooked chicken wing. I want them crispy, crispy, crispy. I want to stick a thermometer in them and make sure they're at least 180 degrees before I bite into them. As far as the places, you like the lesser-known places. Any of them come to mind?
Lesser-known, I would say you got Judy's in Niagara Falls. Those are really good. Buzzy's Niagara Falls. You got... This is an off-the-wall place, but it's not really well-known. Pine Lounge, it's in Colesville, New York, on Clinton Street, right in Wyoming County. They have amazing wings. They also do amazing fish fries there, too.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a place being out of the way. The all-time best stuffed peppers I've ever had are in this joint in Marilla, New York. It's like they were so good. Keep in mind, this is a couple of years ago. So good, I actually got two orders of the stuffed peppers. So there's nothing wrong with off the beaten path places.
Definitely.
No, there are definitely hidden gems around here in Western New York. But you've named three of them. And is there anything else you need to say about the illustrious chicken wing?
You know what? Like you said, there's no bad diet or no bad meal, just a bad diet. But listen, there's no such thing as a bad chicken wing ever.
No, I beg to. Apparently, you've never been to Pittsburgh, sir.
Oh,
Pittsburgh
in there too.
After the Jeff Lynne ELO concert, yeah, you understand everything in Pittsburgh shuts down at 7:30 at night. So we want food. We find one place that's open. We get wings and pizza. They were absolutely horrible. The wings, I think they put ketchup on the wings. I'm not 100% on that, but it was pretty close. Just awful. There is such a thing as a bad wing. Don't you ever forget that.
I agree now to hearing that from you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody from Pittsburgh, but your food sucks. Thank you very much, Eric. And by the way, your hours of restaurants suck in Pittsburgh. Cleveland, that's a different kettle of fish. Cleveland, you stay open all night long. Anyway, it's coming up on 28 minutes. Remember when the flats was a thing? 28 minutes after, I'm not talking drumsticks and flats. I'm talking the flats in Cleveland. 28 minutes after 4, it is National Chicken Wing Day, and we're giving you a chance to shout out your favorite local joint for wings. You might have an off-the-wall, off-the-beaten-path place that maybe some people would like to try. Personally, I don't drive that much right now. I don't know. I think I'm still in the COVID bubble. Not as far as wearing a mask or anything like that, but just not used to going beyond a mile from my home. After that, the homing pigeons come in and find me. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. That made no sense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Bowerly, National Chicken Wing Day. We're on a quest to find the mythical unicorn, the greatest chicken wing in all of Western New York. Now, the place I think is the best is Duff's, but that's just me. That's just my taste. There might be an unusual flavor, maybe Jamaican rub, Jamaican dry rub, Cajun dry rub, garlic chicken wing. Now, that sounds appealing to me. I love garlic. Did I mention I have cloves sitting in my kitchen just waiting for the ideal moment and keeping my home vampire-free, which is something the exterminator could not do. But with the garlic, not one vampire at all. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Drumsticks or flats? Drumsticks for me, please. Please don't anybody say ranch and not blue cheese. I suppose if that's your preference, you can express it. But let's go to Mike in Kenmore on WBEN. Mike, you want to give a shout-out to your favorite place? Mike in Kenmore. All right, Mike in Kenmore apparently has died on the line. Heart disease creeps up. Here is Kevin in Cheektowaga. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
How's it going, Tommy?
It's a beautiful day. Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Hey, I just want to do a little retro. Let's go back to the 80s. I was in high school, and I used to work on the weekends at a place called the Airways Hotel on Genesee Street.
Yeah.
Now, and I don't know if you remember that place, but I used to be a busboy, and I also used to deliver. So there were many times that the pilots used to stay at the hotel, and the waitresses, or the stewardesses, used to stay at the hotel. Well, anyway, they used to pull these flights in, and there were many times I had to make deliveries running down the tarmac to deliver to the pilots. This show just brings back some memories of that. That's why I was just kind of bringing that up right now.
Oh, well, this is outstanding, because it reminds me of the scene in Dumb and Dumber where the limo driver went off the jetway. Ran off the jetway again. This sounds like it's really interesting. Tell us more.
Well, I mean, there were times, this is way before security and everything, but there, I usually, you know, they said that this is the guy with the wings coming from the Airways Hotel. So I'm running down, you know, the airport and the terminals trying to get to the planes, and they're pulling like that, whatever that walkway thing is that you get from, I don't know if that's called a tarmac, but they're pulling the tarmac back and the plane's pulling out. And, you know, I just got an order of the wings. I just showed up with the wings. The plane pulls back in. The tarmac comes out. The door opens up. I go right into the cockpit, give the pilots and the co-pilots their chicken wings.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So what happened? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, okay, why would a pilot phone in an order of wings not knowing that they were actually going to arrive by the time he was told to get that thing in the air?
Well, back in the day, the airplanes actually used to fuel up and stuff right at the airport when, you know, they get one flight off and then one flight comes back on right away. So they're just waiting there for like a half hour, 45 minutes or something in between flights.
So when you talk to these pilots in the cockpit, and by the way, the idea of just being able to walk into a cockpit now, the door is locked. That's why the German Wings flight went down, because one suicidal pilot locked the other pilot out of the cockpit. And there was no mechanism for him to get into the cockpit. So everybody died because this one idiot. So anyway, I get very upset thinking about that story because I'm just picturing those people flying over the Alps going lower and lower and lower and hearing the pilot banging on the door. Like, are you kidding me? But yet you were just dropping wings off, open the cockpit door.
Exactly. And it's just wild back then. It's just amazing. And you know what? I have to remember here going back down, there used to be some people of Asian descent coming to hotels and stuff. And with them trying to eat chicken wings for the first time, they're trying to eat them with a knife and a fork.
Huh.
And obviously, you know, it's not going to work.
No, it's got to be the hands. But how are you with chopsticks, Kevin? I'm a pro with chopsticks. Runs in the genes.
I got two left chops.
Well, I'm a master with chopsticks, in case anybody wants to know. I can even eat individual grains of rice with chopsticks. That's how good I am.
Yeah, I figure Master Tom.
No, just a master chopsticker. So, Kevin, this is the Airways Hotel. I'm kind of curious how the word got out amongst the pilots that was the go-to place for wings.
Well, because a lot of crews used to stay at the hotel in between their flights overnight. So, you know, once one pilot has them or once one person has them, word travels.
Yep. I'm just thinking, I don't know that I'd want to be in an early morning flight with a pilot who had just wolfed down some wings the night before. Just saying.
I don't think so either, especially the hot.
In the cockpit. That's a very small, confined area. You'd better be on the best of terms with that individual. So now that you're all grown up, these were the 1980s, now that you're all grown up, heading for your first heart attack, where do you go for your wings?
Well, Tom, you know what? Some lady called in before about TK's.
Yeah.
They're very good over there. And we got a local pub right in the neighborhood called Pubski's. It's on William Street in Chickawaga.
Okay.
It's, you know, they got excellent, excellent food and excellent wings. Just different flavors. Just oddball stuff that you never thought of.
How about the pricing? When somebody just sent me a menu from one of the famous chicken wing places, a single order, like $23. Are you kidding me? How about
that's crazy. That's nuts.
How about Pubski's?
Pubski's, you know what? I don't even recall what the prices are, but they're pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, they've all gone up everywhere. One of the guys who's in the local restaurant business, actually several of them have explained to me that chicken wings used to be a very low-cost item, but they had tripled, quadrupled, and maybe quintupled in price.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I do them on a grill. I'll grill them at home, put them on a charcoal, and then we'll shake them up and have them at home. It's a lot cheaper and a lot easier. Plus, you can have a couple beers sitting in the driveway.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, I don't drink a lot of beer. I know that might surprise you. I mentioned this before. I'm more into bourbon and stuff. But when I do have a beer, chances are I will be grilling something. And, oh, by the way, real fast, the wing is one of my downfalls. But I can conquer the chicken wing thing. I can conquer that. You know, it's impossible to resist in the summertime. Spicy Italian sausage off the grill. It's got to be spicy. And one quick point, if you're going to make Italian sausage, it's green peppers and onions. It is not red peppers and onions. It is green peppers and onions. I have decreed. Thank you. Let's go to John in Florida. Don't know what he's going to have for us in Buffalo, but John, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Sorry to call two times this week, but Taylor's in Niagara Falls, off Niagara Falls Boulevard, right next to the old Bell Aerospace. Delicious.
Taylor's. You are the first person to express a fondness for Taylor's.
Yes, and the Griffin. I come in second, and I've had all the chain, all the big major restaurants from Buffalo, and those are my favorites.
Well, I'm not very happy about you calling in twice in 1 week. We ordinarily don't allow that, and I feel like I should give you a slap on the wrist or something, but I won't because you're in Florida, and I'd never see the return punch coming, by the way. But in Florida, how do you rate the chicken wings?
Horrible. There's only a couple of places, the Bill's Backer Bars, and they can't even get them right.
Yep.
But there was one I came close to, Taylor's down here, and I forgot the name of the bar, but it's delicious, and it had memories back in Buffalo. And I've only been down here for 2 years, and the chicken wings down here are soggy. The pizza is very drippy. It's just horrible. It's and they're very expensive too down here.
Yeah, once you get used to real wings made in Buffalo, you cannot replace them anywhere else.
Nope.
Different places have different pizza, and I will tell you, I've mentioned this before on the air. There's a pizza place in St. Louis. It's called Emo's. Imo's. They have the best pizza outside of Buffalo I've ever eaten. It isn't like Buffalo pizza, though. And I don't know how much sodium is in it, but when you eat five slices of it, you drink about a gallon of water at night.
That's crazy.
True
Tom,
story.
I'll give you a heads up. When I went to Brazil has delicious pizza. It blows Buffalo out of the water. It is crazy.
You're talking about the country of Brazil?
Yes, and it's the Curitiba, Brazil. Their pizza is so good. I dream about it every night. It's
well,
that
the,
good.
The difference is the cocaine.
No,
I'm sorry. I just thought I'd say that. All right, very, very interesting. And how's your Portuguese?
Not that good.
Why did you go to Brazil of all the places to go?
Well, Tom, I went during COVID, everyone's sitting at home, and I traveled all over the world and got some good flights. And my buddy, I met a guy, a couple people from Brazil, and he said, come on down. I went down there and went to Rio, went to Curitiba all last year, and I had the time of my life. And it was all a discount rate because of COVID.
And you didn't get gang mugged and murdered, which is good.
Never.
No, Rio is one of those places.
Somebody did have a problem with the police.
All right, thank you very much. Rio, just everything I've read about Rio is not good. It's filled with poverty, it's filled with gangs, and if they spot a tourist, you're as good as dead. You're dinner, basically. They're basically going to call the show and say, yes, you know, the Fred from Buffalo was quite delicious when we had him last year. Here is, I don't mean to insult the entire country, I'm just saying. It's like I wouldn't go to Venezuela either, even though it is home of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. Every single woman in Venezuela is like a 10. You're on WBEN, Mike. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Thinking of Venezuela?
Yeah. Duff's by far is the best. That's my favorite. Saucy, medium hot. You know, you got to go with them hot ones there.
Yeah, I don't get this whole medium hot thing. It's either medium or it's hot. Always there on the side of hot.
Sometimes the mediums just aren't hot enough.
Right, I agree.
Secondly, the Paddock Golf Dome. Great wings there.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting you mentioned the Paddock Golf Dome because that is one of our favorite places to go because you wouldn't think of it. You wouldn't think of it, but the food there is extraordinarily good, and it's not overpriced.
Right, everything's good. The burgers, all their sandwiches are great.
And I think the guy who operates it, his name is Josh, and his brother is up at Pendleton Creek. It's a whole family of restaurant people. I guess their dad started them on restaurants after being in another line of work and deciding to do something else. But I don't remember whether we've had the wings. I think we probably have at the Paddock Golf Dome. But I will tell you.
Tuesday night, they would have 75-cent wings, but a couple of weeks ago we were in there, they upped their price to $1 a wing, which is still not bad.
Compared by today's, that's about 40% cheaper than pretty much everybody else.
But I will tell you a place, a little hidden secret, is Bogey's on Bailey. They still only charge $8.90 for a single order of wings, and we go there every Sunday for the Bills games and just get wings and beer.
Bogey's.
Bogey's, between Eggert and Main Street.
Wow. I got to check that out. I mean, not now. Not right now, but when the weight comes off.
That price is every day, too. They don't have any they only charge $8.90 for a single order.
I wonder where they came up with it, $8.90. Why not $9.01? All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Interesting.
Real quick, one other thing, Tom. How's that signal working out for you at Union and Whirly?
You know what? I haven't been by it lately. Okay. But no, I know who this is.
I had it checked out for you.
Did you guys fix it?
They looked at it. I don't know. They didn't get back to me, but.
Oh, well hopefully. Call back. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the call. Now, this is kind of funny. We're talking about signals in Western New York, and I mentioned the one at Whirly and Union has just gotten ridiculously long, and I ran into the guy later on that night who oversees that intersection. Small world. Let's go to traffic on WBEN, saying I can get things done. What is this, the out-of-town hour this hour? We're talking about National Chicken Wing Day, started on this date in 1977, so proclaimed by one-time Buffalo Mayor Stanley Makowski. Let's go to Carl in Dallas. Carl, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Well, it's a beautiful day here in Buffalo. I don't know about Dallas, but it's gorgeous here.
It's miserably hot down here. The first place I had wings was Duff's on Sheridan, and then I think if it was Rudy's on Millersport Highway in Lenova.
Okay, time out. Rudy's, one of the saddest periods ever in Western New York is when Rudy's closed its doors. Why could that place? It was always packed. They always did a good business. They had a Czechs hockey game. And it closed down. It was so sad.
It was good. Whenever I came to town to visit, me and the chief engineer of KB, we'd go eat there. He's the one that showed me that place. So, but now, thanks to a common friend of both of ours, you and I, Gary McNamara, I go to Duff's in South Lake, Texas.
Wait, is it just like the Duff's in Western New York?
Well, it's a different looking building, but it's another one of their locations.
Well, look, I mean, see, Duff's must be pretty well known because when President Obama came to town, he went to the Duff's by the airport. I knew he was going there, and I didn't even go.
Oh, how about that?
I knew exactly where he was going, and I could have actually met him, and I said, I'm going to go home and take a nap. All right, thank you.
How about that?
I'm sorry. But okay. Oh, real quickly. Do you remember the circumstances of your first chicken wing? How old you were? Who you were with? Because they say you never forget your first time.
I was probably with my best friend, Joe, who still lives up in Buffalo.
Wow. And it was Duff's. That was where you broke your chicken wing virginity.
Absolutely.
That is outstanding. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I broke my chicken wing virginity at about the age of 14. First girlfriend, her sister. I still remember her and her boyfriend at the time. I remember what they did for a living. I think they test drove cars is what they did for a living. And she decided to cook chicken wings. And I got invited to take part. And I wasn't sure what I was getting into. And I think my mouth probably rebelled at first, but it settled into the groove. And I think I mowed down quite a few chicken wings, which had nothing to do with a heart attack at 54. I know that. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly on a glorious Friday, heading into a very nice-looking weekend here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll continue on the other side of the 5 o'clock news with Mr. Tom Puckett right here. Lucas Buckley, by the way, is at Master Control today, and he is putting in a flawless performance. But then again, we would expect nothing less from Mr. Buckley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.